You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here is the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with the news that made headlines this week. The Union Cabinet this week approved the promotional incentives for RuPay debit cards and low-value transactions of BHIM UPI. The Cabinet today approved incentives worth Rs 2,600 crore for FY 2022-23, which will be given on the use of RuPay debit cards and BHIM for person-to-merchant transactions. Union Minister Bhupendra Yadav said that with a financial outlay of Rs 2,600 crore, this incentive scheme will benefit the MSME sector, unorganized sector and farmers. He said that it will help in achieving the goal of Sahakar Se Samriddhi through the inclusive growth model of cooperatives. Under the scheme, acquiring banks will be provided financial incentive for promoting point of sale and e-commerce transactions in the current financial year FY 2022-23. In the industry sector, the government is likely to implement phased rollout for mandatory joint audit of companies, starting with public interest entities and large listed companies soon. The proposal aimed at tightening the audit framework and enhancing the credibility of audit reports will be a part of the amendments to the Companies Act that are to be tabled in Parliament in the upcoming budget session. According to sources, the government will likely accept the key recommendations of the Company Law Committee regarding regulation of auditors. This is even as discussions are still taking place on the detailed guidelines for mandatory joint audit, simultaneous audit of a firm by two or more auditors, as well as on the non-audit services, tax strategy, management consulting, valuation, market research, legal advisory, etc. Auditors can and cannot provide to the firms they audit, they added. In some more industry news, HDFC Capital has raised over $376 million under the initial close for the second scheme of HDFC Capital Affordable Real Estate Fund 3, the investment manager said on Monday. HCare 3 will provide long-term, flexible funding for affordable and mid-income housing projects, including early-stage funding, said a press release issued by the company. Funds are expected to be committed towards investments over the next 3-4 years. HCare 3 will also invest in technology companies engaged in the affordable housing ecosystem. With the latest fundraise, HDFC Capital has created a $3.1 billion affordable housing platform. Meanwhile, domestic venture capital funds will have a competitive advantage over global peers for the first time, especially in early-stage deal-making, as overseas investments into India slow, fund managers and partners told FE this week. Data from Traxon showed that large global VCs and hedge funds, including Tiger Global, Process Ventures, Sequoia Capital, Axel, SoftBank and Canada Pension Plan Investment Board, halved their investments into the country in CY 2022 compared to CY 2021. Japanese conglomerate SoftBank, which is known for backing and creating new unicorns such as Lenskart, Ola and Oyo in India, slashed its investment by at least 97% in CY 2022. It made investments worth around $8.8 billion across 16 deals in CY 2021 during the funding rush, which dropped drastically to just $570 million across 3 deals in CY 2022. Moving on, scores of foreign banks operating in India are approaching the RBI to find a way out of a current stalemate relating to central counterparties as the Clearing Corporation of India and the Indian Clearing Corporation Limited face the risk of derecognition by Bank of England by July 1st. Sources familiar with the development told FE that while the CCP is regulated by SEBI and the International Financial Services Centres Authority have decided to file fresh applications with BOE for recognition, those regulated or supervised by the RBI haven't yet done so. The CCIL is supervised by the RBI, while the ICCL, according to its website, is regulated by SEBI and the Central Bank for Select Products. The BOE move follows the European Securities and Markets Authority's October announcement that it would cancel the recognition of 6 Indian clearing bodies or the CCPs but deferred its implementation until April 30, 2023. Lastly, EdTech major Byju's has sought more time from its lenders to renegotiate the terms of repayment of its $1.2 billion loan that is in breach of covenants, Bloomberg reported on Tuesday, citing sources. The report added that the EdTech unicorn is likely to sign a loan forbearance agreement with its creditors, giving the firm time till February 10th to bargain better deal terms. The Bloomberg report said that Byju's has also offered to raise fresh equity capital and provide creditors a so-called quality of earnings report and cash verification statements by external auditors. Byju's is in breach of the covenants of the $1.2 billion loan it took in November 2022. It reportedly failed to provide its financial statements to the lenders according to the stipulated deadline as part of the loan covenant. Following this, a group of lenders who participated in the term loan pushed for faster repayment of part of the loan. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.